Walt Disney had ties to the FBI.
Splash Mountain was based on Song of the South.
That's right, because it closed the ride because it had like racist birds whistle the N-word.
Yeah. The Pride Night at Disney. What Disney's doing now. Jews are basically Nazis.
Walt Disney's dead. He'd be rolling over in his grave right now.
What's going on, Nick?
Hey there, Pedro.
Who do you think you are?
The podcast of Phoenix, Arizona.
I can't remember what you said that one time. Like,
what?
The podcast nobody asked for, but everybody gets.
You get it every week, baby.
What is the age of consent?
Wait.
Whoa. What's happening, dude? Welcome back, everybody. Yeah. Thanks. Oh, wow.
Now you can
Now we're ready. Who forgot to turn the... We got to fire that person.
It was dark in here, man.
It was dark in here. Darker than under the bed.
Starting to scare me in the corner over there.
I couldn't even see you.
I couldn't see you either.
I'm creeping in the corner, dude, 24/7.
I'm Nick. Happy belated Mother's Day, everybody. First time mother. Last time mothers.
Last time mothers.
You know, the world, we wouldn't be here without you.
That's 100% true. And I'm Pedro, folks. And I just want to say thank you to everybody. And I'm off the pills. I'm actually off the opioids. I'm doing very well. I have a second chin growing. That's why the microphone's placed perfectly like this so you can't see it. And I'm happy to be here.
I'm Chris James. I like that Pedro calls attention to things that he's hiding.
Yes.
Welcome back
like my
to the
sexuality.
Show. Yeah. I've just been pushing paper all day, man.
Really?
And you know what I realized? Paper is like a Puerto Rican. All of a sudden, it'll just cut you.
That's true. That's good. Yeah, that's true. I have experience with that one. Yeah, that's not even a joke. It's facts.
No, it's still a joke.
Oh.
It's a joke, YouTube.
It's a joke, everybody.
Just kidding.
Dude, I just found out that Walt Disney had ties to the FBI.
What?
And CIA. Have you heard this?
Was inside job?
It makes perfect sense.
Well, it's like just how everything's controlled by everyone, right? The biggest thing. So, like, basically back, he was an informant to the FBI. And then when he started opening the parks up, he like had ties to the CIA so he could break laws and local laws and stuff of like zoning laws and just do whatever he wanted to do.
That's pretty dope.
Dang, it's really easy to establish a media empire when you have literally...
Jewish.
King Christian.
I don't think he's Jewish. I think it's the complete opposite.
Walt?
I think he's a Nazi, dude.
Mm. Well, it's love and hate are only here.
Right, that's true.
Separate,
yeah.
A Nazi is basically just one turn away from being Jew.
Jews are basically Nazis, is what we're saying.
Well, I mean,
it's 2020.
Not to put it exactly like that, but I would say that Jews are modern-day Nazis.
All you're doing is making yourself look stupid.
You know how stupid you had to be.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of it. But it makes perfect sense.
What were the connections?
We've talked about the Disney pressure before, you know what I mean? Disney's baking into our young minds and teaching and training us.
First influences.
I think we got lucky because we got the old
we did,
folk tales.
Not the gay shit. We must be licking each other's taints right now.
Yeah, dude. You know, transgenders in my Disney movies.
We'd be recording this for OnlyFans all dry humping each other like human centipede style if we were watching new Disney.
Yeah.
So this is 90s Disney and we're doing a podcast and saying mean, bad things.
This is what Disney's doing now. We got like a couple of fellas kissing.
That's kind of cool.
All the single ladies.
All the single ladies. Interracial.
All the interracial ladies. All the interracial. Still your hands.
Couples. We got like a fierce black character. Dropping White Fragility by Robin DiAngelo.
Can't even read. And he's
dude, do you remember DiAngelo's video when he was just naked in that one like black room?
DiAngelo, who's that?
He was like an old like R&B singer in the 90s.
That's what we modeled the beginning of this podcast after.
What is this show? Can you tell me? Is this the Proud Family?
I don't know.
This is the Proud Family, actually.
Yeah.
Is it?
Apparently.
Yeah.
Do it.
Pedro would know. I don't know. I don't watch the Disney Channel.
Neither do I, but I'll just...
Well, neither... I don't know,
no,
but
yeah,
I just
yeah,
recognize
sure. No, it's
the
okay, dude. We got
character on the left.
Too, that's what I'm saying.
Thank you.
That little fucking red bone over there, dude.
And
watch
we
out.
We got the Pride Night at Disney.
Pride Night at Disney, dude.
Disney celebrates your chance, your preference of sexual behavior.
Dude, gays have all the fun.
That's true.
And gays also, are stealing fun from the straights.
Yeah, how come
and
we don't
I'm
just
not
get
okay with that?
Fuck night at Disney.
But also changing your gender is kind of a roller coaster in its own way.
Heyo.
Kind of a free trip to Disney World.
Yeah, Space Mountain, some people call it, dude.
Come on, fucking shit.
Yeah, dude, what's the water one? The water ride mountain?
Oh, something about mountain.
Splash Mountain. Splash, dude. Splash Mountain.
Squirt Mountain.
It's way different when you have a fucking vagina. It's crazy.
Come Splash Mountain was based on Song of the South.
Was it really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's, yeah. So that's right, because it closed the ride because it had like racist birds in it or something like that.
Yeah.
It just whistled the N-word.
Yeah.
whistled the N-word, dude. I mean, that was... I won't dwell on it, but you folks are witnessing magic.
You
here.
Wanted to say it. Don't
You're
lie.
Watching magic, Gerardo. Don't even...
He wanted to whistle the N-word over here, dude.
Oh, shit. Gerardo works for a Jewish cemetery, and he says they're Nazis.
See?
Dude?
The Jews are Nazis.
Proving our point.
Mm-hmm.
Dang,
thank you.
Dude. Oh, and he said if you do bang a transgender, it's going to make you gay, Nick.
Do you think so? Why do you think that?
That's true? That's a big argument.
Gerardo,
that's a hot topic
it,
right now.
And Gerardo seems to be an expert based on so far what he's said in the chat.
I mean, a woman with huge tits and a huge penis. I mean, that's hot.
I'm with you so far, dude.
That's just bonus tits, dude.
That's exactly. It's just another thing to play with.
Consent?
And it's the thing is, too, with vaginas, it's like, I don't really know what I'm doing. A penis, I can do some magic with a penis.
I can maneuver around that one, dude.
Yeah, dude, I can negotiate a penis, dude. Yeah. Like Donald J. Trump.
I know where all the folds and the flaps are. And the...
I'm asking too many questions with vaginas.
I know.
What does this do? What does that lever do?
Mm. Yeah, I know the art of dealing with a ding-dong.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry, I had to finish that Donald J. Trump thing, or I would have felt weird. Yeah, anyway,
the art of ding-dong is what you call it, dude.
Yeah, the art of the ding-dong.
That's crazy.
Heck yeah.
That is a hot topic, though. I do want to put that out there. It's if you do...
That flip?
If a dude does have sex with a transgender, does that make him gay?
Post-operations? Fake vagina? This is all coming from the chat
so talking about that kind of... Oh, yeah. That'd be sick, dude. I got a fucking surgical vagina.
Yeah. If they are... If they are all the way pretending, dude.
A doctor.
If they're all the way in...
Yeah,
then it's fine.
And it's all the way off.
It's all folded
in. A handcrafted vagina?
Oh, that's an item of God.
Yeah.
Some Jewish doctor, mind you, so we're not really that racist or any homophobic.
They're the chosen people.
They are the chosen people. So they know what.
So if they give you your vagina, then it's a real vagina.
Huge.
As long as it was a Jewish doctor, it's a real vagina.
It'd be a great. Okay. Yeah.
That makes more sense.
This one looks like my mother's. Is that a good Jewish?
That was a good Jewish, dude. You got a good Jewish accent, dude.
Yeah. I've dated a couple Japs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good old Jewish American princesses, dude.
They will get you. Not the nicest of people.
Well.
¿Quién crees que eres?
From my experience.
I don't think I've interacted with a
Jap?
Jew.
Oh, with a Jew?
Or a Jap.
By choice or because you kind of cross the
firmly
street?
Firmly by choice. No, I just never have enough money to go to the bank, dude, so... What am I going
to... You're a nasty person.
It's so funny to get a cheer at that.
It is funny.
Well, nasty person.
Yeah! Call her nasty again, dude. Bring another bitch up there. Call her nasty.
But isn't it just make so much perfect sense that Walt Disney actually did have some kind of ties to the FBI and into the CIA. It just in the same way, it is kind of like mind control in a weird way.
Yeah,
absolutely. I mean, first of all,
the MK mouse dust. Something in there.
MK fairy dust. Yeah. Something. There's something there.
Yeah, dude, the whole thing is... Sorry, I went offline there
what
for a second.
What the hell happened, dude?
It's micro-napping.
What in the world?
I haven't slept.
Jeez Louise, man.
This week. It's
again?
I have to think
what's
about...
What's happening,
I'm sorry, I think about what
just
I say.
Give him a second.
In the video, you should just put a buffering fucking thing around his face.
Bruce buffering.
His face.
Bruce buffering, dude.
Yeah, I feel like, first of all, like, in the 90s, we were getting, like, the the rehashed like folktale version of Disney, and we were getting, you know, that was basically being a parent for us because our parents were like, you know, partying and, you know, doing.
I don't know about
things.
Yours. Mine were working, dude.
Okay.
Yeah, right.
Well, they certainly weren't working on teaching you like ancient myths, were they?
Oh yeah, Mexican yeah. culture myths, dude.
Yeah, for like sure. Quetzalcoatl and shit.
Yeah. Oh yeah, yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah, the god of death and all that, dude.
Your god was like a bird. They're like, whoa, birds, dude. That must be God.
So that's not funny.
They're like Mexican.
Yeah, seriously.
Both of his parents died.
Now he's a Batman.
¿Quién crees que eres?
I mean, that was a pretty fucking deep pull, but...
I didn't get it.
Because both of Batman's parents died.
Oh, okay.
But you said both of his parrots died. And so now he has bats, was what I was kind of saying.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Yeah, like, there was a lot of...
Yeah.
You stretched it, dude.
Tenuous connections
you
on that
You have to be an autistic comedy fan to really get that one. Like, I get what he's saying.
I'm autistic as shit.
You stretch that further than I can stretch my foreskin, bro. All right?
You're a comedian only to autistic people. Yeah. It's an autistic audience.
I'm Chris James, autistic comedian. Thank you.
You guys got special needs. Yeah. They like that I talk to them like a human. I'm like, what kind of R-word are you in the front row here?
Damn, you censored yourself. I liked it.
Yeah, I'm working on it.
Oh, that's weird.
Well,
you're growing.
I'm growing, dude. I'm trying to fucking get this old pony. What's
bucking?
This? Yeah. This old song and dance on the road.
Oh, man. Well, I like your toenails, dude.
Thank you so much.
What the hell? Orange is good. Whoa. On you, dude.
Electric orange.
Electric
orange. Is
orange.
The new black foot.
Yeah, got a nice pedicure last Wednesday.
Nice.
Before the missus left.
Right.
Matching toenails colors. I picked it out.
That's
obviously.
Cute.
She's trans in you.
A pedicure is so nice.
A pedicure is nice. I've been wanting
I upped it too. I did the nicer one.
Ooh.
45 minutes.
Where they rub your legs?
They rub your legs.
He said pedicure, not pedocure. Sorry.
Damn it.
Put your feet.
You're going to the wrong place.
Yeah, true.
What is the age of consent?
You put your feet in these like hot gel shit and it encapsulates your feet. Oh, it feels amazing, dude.
How was that bad boy run you, dude?
$70?
Just his manhood and his heterosexuality.
$48
All that cost is
$48.
Yeah,
that's not bad.
No, it's not too bad. 45 minutes.
$48.
You do a mani too or no?
No,
I would do both. See,
really, yeah. I've never done a mani before.
I do both.
Wow.
Dude, a pedicure is nice. I'm not going to lie.
He doesn't even shave with pubes, dude. That's another We're talking about luxury. We're 2 chain shit.
I just trim with scissors.
Damn, scissors down there.
Yeah.
It's kind of sketchy
I've
for me.
I've snipped it, too, by
really?
Accident before, yeah.
I've got...
Damn, you circumcised yourself?
He Jewed himself.
I'm a Jewish doctor.
I'm a Jewish doctor in good hands.
Jewish doctor.
You're a good sitcom.
I'm a Jewish doctor.
What do you think,
Nicole
doc?
Said, hey, friends. Dude, we're all saying it today, Nicole. Feel
Whoa,
free. Let
don't
it loose in the
categorize
chat.
Categorize me in that, dude.
Yeah, what's the difference between a houseplant and a house?
¿Quién crees que eres?
Irish person, yeah.
Exactly, an old Irish person.
An old Irish person.
Old Irish.
Got a house Irish in here.
Yeah.
That's crazy, dude.
I thought we were on a topic. Were you saying something?
Disney.
Disney, yeah. But
Disney was Nazis.
And the mind control.
So Disney was a Nazi, and he was involved with the CIA, but that's redundant.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah,
the CIA is Nazis.
Every Nazi that came here that did something
mm-hmm.
was ex-Nazi, dude.
NASA
mm-hmm. with Walter.
Yep, true. True. Harkins
Walt
movie
Disney.
Theaters.
Oppenheimer. Yeah. All that.
Harkins
yeah.
movie theaters. Was,
Krispy Kreme.
Krispy Kreme was. Oh, yeah.
Krispy
that's
Kreme
why, that's
was
Nazi. 13 and a dozen.
Yeah.
And they walked.
The third K is silent.
Shot. That's 13 buns free.
Yeah. In-N-Out Burger is actually a Nazi operation.
Is it really?
They don't talk about that very often.
Damn.
Yeah. They keep it under wraps.
In and out of those chambers, boy. That's how quick they were turning them around. That wasn't even funny. I'm sorry. I don't know why I said that.
That's crazy, dude. You want animal style on that shit.
All you doing is making yourself look stupid.
Yep. Every week, folks, you can catch it on a Wednesday.
For free.
Well, to be fair, Nicole, we did it off cam. It was all
quit saying we, dude. I did not do that.
You were said it the most.
Yeah, you said it the most. You were singing it. You're skipping around.
At least mine was jolly and happy, dude.
That's true. There's something like a jolly racist person.
So born and raised in the Briar Patch.
The Briar Patch.
Yeah,
Briar
deep cut, Patch. Yeah, who's scarier, the slave owner that's skipping around being racist, or the very or the mean, harsh, one? Yeah. Mean one? You're like, I got autistic F-A-G-G-O-T watching over me. I have no idea what he's capable of.
Well, the jolly one can snap at any minute, dude.
And it's going to snap hard.
And it's going to snap bad.
Yeah, it's going to get weird.
Oh, yeah.
They're going to do stuff you never even thought about.
No, he's thought about it. He's just happy about it.
Yeah. What are you doing? We're putting on a disguise?
He's like, I can't let him know I said the N-word.
You look like you say the N-word 10 times more now.
This guy says the N-word, but the guy that I turn into at night.
This is my alter ego.
Yeah, dude.
I go to the monster truck rallies and I scream the N-word.
I scream the N-word at an eclipse. That's a Dave Attell joke. I stole that joke.
Oh, is it?
That's good.
Yeah, that's good. That's funny.
I love him.
He's coming back. He's coming.
Yeah, I think he's on a comeback. I think he's like starting to get funny again.
Oh, you freaking idiot. He's coming to stand up live.
Hell yeah.
Is he?
Yeah. Damn. You didn't go last time when we saw him, huh? No, you should go. You can't miss it, dude. He's hilarious.
Here's an interesting story. Are we still working on Disney? But
no, I just thought it was kind of crazy, dude. It's like another tie.
It is funny that you did say, like, it is, like, you said it sarcastically, like, oh, it's crazy how you can build the empire without, you know, any laws or anything like that. Yeah, and that's true, dude. That's crazy.
If you literally, like, are the police.
You have, you have ways of getting around.
That's pretty awesome.
Everything.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So secret, back then.
Yeah, secret tunnels and shit, too, dude.
Oh, yeah.
That's how you traffic kids.
But it makes me wonder secret if there tunnels. Was a... Do I sound weird in the headphones?
You always sound pretty weird.
All right, cool. It makes me wonder if there was, like, a change or something because it was based on all of these, like, old folk tales and these like inherited traditions.
Yeah.
And now all of a sudden Disney is just like pumping out the LGBT stuff like we just looked at and whatnot.
Yeah. Well, it's a different form of control. It's just that's the narrative that they're like pushing in a weird way. And also, Walt Disney is dead. I mean, he'd be rolling over in his grave right now if he knew what was happening. Dude, I'm talking about somebody a black little mermaid. For how mad I am at it. Like, I can't even imagine Walt Disney. Yeah. I mean,
talk about somebody that's
talking about saying the N-word. I'm like, Ursula, I can see.
Yeah.
You are a nasty person, I'll tell you.
Woo! You're so nasty.
What would be another good... What Disney movie have they not changed to like be like LGBT friendly? That would be a good one for them to change that they should probably work on soon.
Brink. Roller skating. Like, they need to go back to all those, like Smart House.
They
like,
the 90s
made for TV House stuff. Smart House is so
dude.
Good,
Smart
dude.
House, yeah. With the black family, would be hilarious. Or what the fuck? starts talking to them.
This is bullshit.
It's all, throw your guns on the floor. Just makes them disappear.
This get your ass to work.
This bitch crazy. I heard that, Robert. The house just fucking starts speaking to him like Alexa does out of nowhere sometimes.
It scares the fuck out of him.
There's a knock on the door. It's all white people are coming. White people are coming. They're all, oh shit.
No, the AI technology is black also.
Ooh,
that'd be good.
That would be good.
You know what I'm saying?
Somebody's at your front door.
These crackers up you knocking on your door. It's 8 a.m. What the hell?
Your AI is like code switching. It like knows how to talk to you, and it knows how to talk to the and white people.
Oh, yeah, nice, it
changes.
Dude!
Ooh.
Switches, dude. It's trans.
Yeah,
I need to get better at that.
What are you touching me for?
He's looking for his pen, dude. He's looking. He says he's like, oh, I'm not drinking, I'm not smoking, I'm not on pills anymore. I'm just addicted to nicotine.
I am addicted to nicotine. You knocked it down, dude.
Oh, my bad.
Down there. All right, Nick, free up, dude.
Here.
What do you mean, free up?
No, it's all good, dude. You have to
get that for you.
It's literally all the way down to the ground. Oh, we might get some views this week.
He's a brick house.
He's my there. He's landing all hang out. Oh, yeah.
I bet you if you transition, you have a nice vagina.
I hope he doesn't, like, cut it off, because he's got a nice schlong, too, dude.
I got plenty of sack to work with. You know what I mean?
Wait,
they could give me a nice hangy one.
They do something with the sack?
That becomes your lips.
Oh, really?
I think so.
Wow. Yeah.
Pretty sure.
Kiss it, dude.
Kiss my fucking...
Suck my balls, dude, and you'd be regular eating vagina.
Just a kiss on the lips.
Okay, easy kiss.
He was literally shaking his hips before this, so that makes sense.
Hell yeah, dude.
He's horny, dude.
Thanks, Gerardo.
I think you're horny.
See, Gerardo knows how to appreciate a woman, dude.
Well, he's
a nice ass.
He can see that you're on the edge of transition.
It's funny that Gerardo was just calling you gay a second ago, and then he's all nice ass.
Well, yeah. When you see a good...
That's when the Truly's hit. That's when you know.
Yeah, when you see a good quality product on the shelf, you can't deny a good quality product. You know what I mean? Yeah. Yeah. If you're if I'm fucking you from behind, it doesn't really matter. I mean, yeah, your dick's hanging around and drooping everywhere. Yeah. I don't see it.
I don't see it at all.
I feel it occasionally.
Or the balls bump.
I smell it.
Oh, balls bump. That's true. So that's an issue.
Anyways,
dude. She's just got a large clit.
So Walt Disney, dude.
Rolling over in his grave. God. Had all these movies damn. That are being made and shows and
yeah, but they
indoctrinations.
Lost, they just lost the narrative. I mean, at some point, like the bloodlines get so diluted by other people that are just powerful and in control that buy the companies that they're just spreading whatever. Thing they want to do now. True. And also they just want to make money. I mean, they're making so much money from what they're doing.
Well,
with
yeah,
they're hoarding control too. Like if you work with the state to like to foment their narrative, then you get the power, the collective power of the people behind your project.
But the biggest problem is it's like, okay, I like this idea that we're changing, but like Pocahontas, let's make a white Pocahontas. It's like, let's make the bad guy black. How's that sound? You know what I mean? Let's make Mulan. Mulan, white Mulan. And she's fighting.
Well, that was the original.
The African.
This is an African tribe, dude.
When are the whites going to take over the diversity roles, dude?
Oh, it's
give
like,
them a chance. I don't get. I mean, come on. Pocahontas.
Well,
would be a perfect one. Wokahonas, we'll call
that's what
it.
He said.
It would be, yeah.
Yeah.
I would
Natalie
be.
Portman plays Pocahontas.
Yeah. Oh, dude.
Jew princess.
I would watch that.
Yeah, and she's like, oh my God, my people, we're all so innocent and just, we love everybody. Then all of a sudden, hey, what you doing, mama?
Damn, dude.
¿Quién crees que eres?
Solid joke.
With the quickness.
Solid joke.
With the quickness over
that
here.
That was with the quickness, dude.
That's crazy.
We only got 9 more minutes to fill up this fucking banger of a TV show. No, but yeah, Walt Disney, dude, tied to CIA, FBI. What else is new?
That's pretty interesting.
Media, Project Mockingbird, 9/11,
Operation Paperclip,
Sandy Hook, Gulf of Tolkien,
it's Bandai video.
Columbine, Columbine,
Las Vegas shooting.
Let's just see how many phrases we can use to get a shadow banned here. Did that one work? No, let's try 5 more. Let's try ones that are, we aren't even talking about right now, dude.
That's like, it's not worth
Stephen
it.
Paddock.
Why'd you do that? That's the ultimate. You just cracked ChatGPT. You just cracked AI. It's like, that's the biggest error. That's like so like, it's like Jeffrey Epstein's suicide just starts malfunctioning.
Yeah, you're all, what year did dear ChatGPT, what year did Jeffrey Epstein kill himself? It's all Jeffrey Epstein. It's still alive.
Damn, he's living in Argentina.
Well, should we ask?
Well, we mess up. The thing is, we mess up the algorithm because we already say so many terrible things before we bring up the conspiracies. So
yeah,
they've already thrown us off.
Oh, yeah.
And we're letting it out. Now we're letting it out.
This is for the true viewers, dude.
Thanks. Nicole hitting us with the vax talk in the chat just in case we missed that one. Oh, and we got an N-word from Gerardo. Thanks so much, Gerardo.
I'm going to do the wave, okay? N-word wave.
¿Quién crees que eres?
Jesus Christ, guys. What are we doing? Y'all both nasty.
You're a fucking asshole for not doing the wave with us. What's wrong with you?
I'm not
you're
doing the
sober.
N-word wave, dude.
Why not? You don't support them? This guy over here is a real problem, dude.
But yeah, the vaccine was a real problem. And it should be addressed.
I don't think anybody's talked about it yet.
Nobody has talked about it, and we should talk about it more after we do the N-word wave. Now we're getting into science.
Yeah, dude.
And the science is wrong. Execute Fauci.
Yikes! Legally.
Inject him with a serum or whatever.
Consensually.
After conviction.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do it like the bloodhounds, bassinets, or bassinets. What were the dogs that he did the...
Basset hounds.
Dude. They put the...
Bassinet hounds, you know, stick them on the babies.
Just carry babies around?
Do it to him.
Put them where? Yeah.
Where they had
the heads of them around his fucking...
The beagles were like, they had their heads in a cage and they were eaten alive by sand flies. Yeah.
For science.
Sand flies.
And that's not Nazi-ish at all.
The woke term is Middle Eastern flies. Okay, guys.
About testing thousands of beagles getting their faces eaten alive.
And that's why Jewishes. Jews are Nazis.
Jewishes.
Cancel me, dude. Jewishes. Being Nazi, is it kosher? I don't know.
¿Quién crees que eres?
Holy shit.
Yeah. We've done it.
I will say on the Fauci topic, it was thinking about it today, and it does blow my mind that he literally lied and then admitted he lied about the masks thing.
Yeah.
And we weren't like, okay, well, you can't do that anymore. You can't be in role anymore.
Well, yeah, that's Pfizer, too, saying that they tested to see, like, oh, if you got vaccinated, you can't spread it, and they never did one test on it.
But, like, we all are just like, oh, yeah, people just lie.
Right.
So you could keep leading us.
Yeah.
In the health. They're like, what?
He's not leading me.
If they'll
I'll
lie
say
about-
that. I'm not following you, dude.
Yeah. Following you, Fauci.
Well, fuck you, Fauci. Dude. Back off. Step off.
I'll follow you, Fauci. Dude. I'll follow you behind a trail of dead dogs all the way to Valhalla, baby. Just
true. Wow.
I'll follow you into the dark.
Just don't vax
me. Death cab for cutie style.
I'll follow you to the alley and murder you. I'm just kidding. Yo. I'm just kidding.
I'll follow you to Epstein Island just to see what's going on.
See what all the hubbub is about.
I could use the age of consent.
There's no Airbnbs at fucking, you know, Epstein Island.
On that island, dude.
there's an air P&P, and that's air like to the throne.
Mm.
Talking about Prince Andrew's pee-pee.
You're stretching that foreskin again.
Yeah. I know.
It's all right. We had a good flow going on there for a couple minutes. We did have a volley going, and he ruined it.
It would have worked in writing. It would have worked in writing. I speak mostly in writing.
Yeah, well, doesn't translate well, bud.
I'm autistic as shit.
Somebody asks you a question. Let me write it down. Hold on. I'll get back to you.
Yeah. You just tweet it to me.
Yeah, tweet it to me. That's crazy.
It is interesting on the topic of the FBI, the Durham report just came out. And it's like
Durham, dude.
There was the report that like Trump started to investigate like all of the like the origin of the Trump Russia collusion story and all of this kind of shit.
Mm.
And you know, it didn't so far result in the, you know, crime of the century like Trump was trying to say.
Yeah,
it would.
Well, he didn't drain the swamp either, dude.
Right. And however, it did clearly show like that the FBI and the CIA were working with the Clinton campaign to investigate and create, you know, news and public outcry over a non-substantiated.
They're making the boy look bad.
Claim, yeah, like literally a soft coup by the FBI and CIA.
Mm-hmm.
So there's that.
Yeah.
That's weird, huh?
I don't know. I think talk
was
about
Walt
that in the
Disney
news,
behind
like,
that.
It's just boring to talk about that in the news. You know what I mean? Let's talk about other things.
Oh yeah, like you what? Know? What can we talk about?
Just things that aren't so disruptive to our social norms.
Mm. Just and things continue that don't, pushing the agenda
the, you
that
know,
we want.
The thing
want.
Is, you know, when you get to a certain age and you believe in a religion, you don't want to shake the fabric of what your belief is because you've had your belief system for so long.
Yeah.
I'd rather blindly follow and not try to disturb kind of this normal ecosystem.
Conformity. We want conformity.
Well, it would be nice if Joe Biden and Donald Trump suddenly dropped dead tomorrow.
Whoa. Kingston is terrorist, dude. Jeez.
It would be, though. I'm like,
Biden,
you know, of natural
Biden's
causes.
Biden's fine, but.
Of natural
DGT?
Causes.
DJT?
Chad DJT, dude. It's just an AI Trump.
Chad DJT. That is what he
They're
is.
All wrong. Yeah.
I think
they're all wrong.
Trump still speaks quicker than ChatGPT. He doesn't process it quite the same
and
way.
And he won't like censor the N-word like ChatGPT will.
Oh,
dude.
Yeah. He lets it loose. Mar-a-Lago?
He lets it fly, dude.
He lets it loose in Mar-a-Lago, dude. Yeah.
He's got a whole room called that.
Well, that's why the pass is so expensive.
Let's go to
there.
Black Room.
Comes with a membership.
Yeah, for sure. And for only whites.
Mm-hmm. Well, all I'm saying is hopefully.
Yes. What are you saying?
Hopefully, because like on CNN, there's a clip of dude like taking his earpiece off and reporting like, okay, this shit isn't like this bombshell, the right has been vindicated, but the FBI is clearly operating with bias. And that's on fucking CNN.
Yeah, I don't believe that.
It would be nice if there was just a big fucking cleaning, fucking sweep house, get all these bitches out of here, and like, let's start over.
So you're saying the FBI is running with Demi-rats?
Yeah, well, I'm sure there's,
it's creeping,
you know,
and crawling.
Political infighting or something, probably. I don't know. Damn. I don't know what direction it actually goes in. But it's clearly, it is clear that that occurred, that like,
they're
at
trying
least
to
somebody in the CIA,
narrative.
All the way at the top at least,
was the collusion was between the FBI
and the DNC.
And the DNC.
Right.
It wasn't, Russia was never involved, dude.
No, Russia.
Putin's out there. He was battling cancer at the time.
Was he really?
Russia's totally innocent, dude. They're the good guys.
Right now, I would say. Killing
the
Nazis,
guys,
dude.
Killing, they're
fucking,
they're just killing,
they're Brad,
Nazis,
they're Brad
dude.
Pitt and Inglourious Bastards,
can I be,
baby.
Can I be honest with you guys? I hate Ukraine.
Do you really? I hate the Ukraine.
Honestly, guys, fuck Ukraine, dude.
What good has come from the Ukraine?
Dude.
Blankets, they don't even
maybe?
Make good stuff.
Yeah, do they have a blanket that they're known
chirping
for?
Chirping out all the time. Oh, we need more money. I'm like, okay, bye.
Jeez Louise. Homie's dressed in a tracksuit every time. Yeah. What's his name? The leader of the country there?
Joe Rogan.
Joe Rogan wannabe, dude. He looks like he listens to Joe Rogan every day.
He was a comedian.
Yeah. That's true, huh?
Zelensky.
Yeah. Monica Zelensky, dude.
Whoa! Was he wearing a wig?
He probably has, like, had his mouth on the genitals of a Clinton at some point.
You think so? Ooh,
absolutely.
An underage one, maybe.
And would you do that?
Me?
Dude, your death is so soon after you do that. After you entangle with the Clintons, like, you're...
Yeah. No, if
something.
You eat Hillary Clinton...
What's
true, huh?
Sort of, like, death count up to, it's, like, literally up to, like, 50 people that are associated with the Clintons,
dude,
that
I hit,
have been murdered.
I hit
it's
Hillary
insane.
With a banger today, dude. She posted some, like,
you
abortion
you
thing.
Jerked you, off to a picture
I
of...
I hit her with a tribute... come tribute, dude. I posted it on her Twitter.
Hillary Clinton compilation.
She posted some shit like, anywhere in the United States that protects women's rights, I'll be there with bells on. And I responded, hell's bells.
Ooh. Lock
gotcha,
her up.
Bitch.
Lock
her up.
Drain lock the swamp. Drain the swamp.
It's so funny. The people that are convinced that any politician's ever going to be behind bars, that's also hilarious to me.
Yeah,
I'm like,
that's true.
You really do not know what's happening right now. Yeah. Like, we're going to lock these people up. We're going to send them to Guantanamo Bay. I'm like, that. Yeah, that's not good. There's
never
no
gonna
way
happen.
It's ever going to happen. No way.
It took like one FBI agent 3 hours
George
of work
Bush
to convince
morning.
You of that so that you would be totally off the trail.
Exactly.
You know
that
mean?
Throws you off the sense of what's actually happening.
Yeah,
absolutely.
But I would love to wake up to like my phone just being like, George Bush being helicoptered to Guantanamo Bay.
How many?
Imagine who he's sharing a cell with.
That would be so, I mean.
That's a sitcom.
That's what I'm saying, dude. If all of them just like a group of senators was like, hey, check this out. Here's the fucking Epstein tapes.
Yeah.
Here's all of these motherfuckers getting, just like, you know, doing all the things that they do.
Ugh, can you even imagine, dude?
I don't want to.
We've lined up 11 helicopters. We're going to fly them hanging from the neck across the country, dude.
Whoa, look, it's like a parade.
I'd be like, sweet, let's go. Dude.
That's some handmade sale shit.
That is, yeah. Then I bet you things would go really well after that.
Venezuelan hands
too.
Me, too.
It would take a long time for anything to ever stable out. But also be, for me too, like the apocalyptic like ending of our society or civilization, I'm like, it's kind of due in one way. And it'd be kind of fun to live through it rather than just being like in this fucking system. Just being like, let's slowly rot out. And it's like, it's basically like having a disease and slowly dying in a hospital bed. Like, I'd rather like have the chaos.
Yeah.
You'd rather go out in a motorcycle accident. Slide sideways into the grave, as Hunter Thompson would say.
Kind of.
Did say.
Also, CIA informant.
Well, you know,
at one point
in
his life,
yeah. So if you think about that and that the analogy. You're not there to like raise your grandchildren, for example. You can't be really a great example, a great influence.
My child's not having sex.
For
I already told
her.
So
I'm instilling that.
She's
right
transitioning.
Now.
We already cut her tits off.
Yeah,
she was just born.
We cut off the clit. We're Muslim.
Isn't that African?
The original trans.
That's why they cover up so much.
Holy shit!
Jeez, that's crazy. I always wonder why she was in a jihad every time, dude. Yeah,
exactly, dude. Because she's not going to see, I don't know. Fuck, I'm getting out of here. That was a great show, you guys.
Jihad a clitoris, but then I cut it off.
¿Quién crees que eres?
That was good.
Nothing like convincing your youngest child to be a suicide bomber.
It explodes outwards. It doesn't.
Yeah, you're fine. That's so crazy to tell them that. Isn't that insane? Stupid. And they're like, oh, they're 5 years old. Oh, really? Sense. That's cool. Like a superhero. Yeah,
they're like, I've seen that.
Oh, I didn't know that's how dynamite works.
And then right when the kid leaves, like, okay, cool, I'll just see you tomorrow. And they're like,
they'd fucking nudge their buddy, be like, watch this, watch this.
Fucking idiot.
All the kids under the age of
hummus! The hummus!
That's crazy, dude. World's Sit crazy, man. Damn,
yeah, we're being bad people this episode. Bad, well, that's bad what, boys.
When you think about it, you're like, I do think about it often, like, oh, this
you
isn't
think about
so
it too
bad.
Often.
Yeah,
like,
too often, yeah. Too
but here's
often,
a thought I had recently. I was
what's the difference between a houseplant and
that needs to be lit again. Uh-oh. I was at, like, Bahama Breeze or one of these places picking up an order for
the
Uber
hell
Eats.
Is that, dude?
It's an Epstein Island dive bar.
Oh, don't let me forget. I have a story to tell.
It's the Epstein Island swim-up bar.
And there was a bunch of kids working there. All kids. It was, like, all, like, teens and then one, like, 23-year-old who was the manager. You know?
Oh, yeah, yeah. You need a manager.
And I'm standing in there.
But he looks like a teen.
I'm standing in there being me, and I'm just like, this is kind of crazy. We've built a place where these people can make a gainful living, completely safe, because if I wanted to, I could kill all these people in this room.
And I hope his intrusive,
there's no way that they could stop me.
I hope his intrusive thoughts never win.
That's what Dylan Roof said.
Dylan Roof, Kyle Rittenhouse, who else?
Actually, I do have a story to tell you guys after this, and it's on the same thing, but... But I did have that thought, and I was like, this is great. Like, this is actually a really pretty good place in history and in time.
Yeah, that's something we don't think about enough. That we're like, wow, it's actually kind of, like, even when you're driving, how we don't just fucking swerve in each other, run every light. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I thought about that on the way over here. Yeah. I was going through a light, and it said there was a sign that they were changing out the lights, and it was like,
no shirt, no shoes, no service.
It called it traffic control. Yeah. And I thought about that. I'm like, traffic control. Like, my libertarian brain flared up for a second, and I went, oh, so am I losing my liberties by obeying these traffic lights?
So then you ran the light. Well, no cop, no stop.
But then you think about the way it works in China versus the operating fucking traffic that we have here. Even if there's a lot of fucking traffic jams or whatever, we get to where we got to go, and things get done, you know?
Do you know in China now they have so many cameras that are on that, like, you can't speed or do anything. If you speed at all, it takes a picture of your face and you get fined directly through your bank account. It just comes straight
your
out.
Credit score. Yep.
No, not your credit score. Your bank account.
Right. Like it's
like it takes your money. It's a direct hit.
Damn.
They like set it up like literally anywhere that you drive in China. Just automatically deducts.
Which means speeding. It's not your bank account.
Yeah, that's true.
It's the government's bank account that they allow you.
Also crazy because imagine how many all Chinese drivers. They're running into poles, hitting pedestrians.
Talk about revenue production.
I'm running a red rice.
None of them are real like speeders, dude.
No, because they can't see.
They're just
trying to stay present.
They're just non-blinking user mergers, dude.
Once they turn on the windshield wipers, just all goes black.
¿Quién crees que eres?
Sorry,
Brack.
Should have, woulda, coulda.
I thought you were reaching for something else, dude. This is going to turn into that kind of a live show, huh?
Live cam girl show.
All right, guys, follow us over to Patreon for the gay sex.
We'll do anything sexual to each other as we're talking about this kind of stuff. Yeah, that's crazy, dude. Because we're heading into being like China in 20 years, 30 years, 40 years.
42.
My dad says 5, but I don't know. He's a Republican.
Give it 2 years, son. You're going to see this place change.
And he's like, I don't care about me. I feel sorry for you. I'm like, all right, thanks.
I wouldn't have had a baby at this time.
I'm like, I feel sorry for you. You're still Catholic and believe in heaven. Dad, I'm going to bed.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'll see myself to my room.
Well, to wrap on this and get to the next story, Marjorie Taylor Greene filed articles of impeachment against FBI Director Christopher Wray.
Is that that trans politician?
I don't know. They're probably all trans at this
point. Called her hot. You said you would smash on Marjorie Taylor Greene before. Which is weird.
Is it? Let me see her.
I'll definitely Marjorie Taylor Greene on her, dude. Fucking,
this is the Jewish space laser lady, dude.
I got stuff going on. I have a child sometimes.
It's that lady.
Oh, damn, dude.
Let me see.
That nose is Pizzagate. Pizzagate.
Pizza face, dude. Pizzagate, like pizza face, bitch.
Nice.
Acne, no, she's having... got a good complexity, dude.
Yeah, she does. She just...
I'd Marjorie Taylor like the, cream on her face.
You were like the white, don't you, Pedro?
I like the white, dude.
White, though.
White. I like Twilight white is my favorite type of white, dude.
Mm.
Yeah. I like the pale skin with the pink nipples. And yeah, I like that. Yeah.
Okay.
Why do you
you're like a real
pornographic, dude.
Babe big in the city.
Oh, dude, babe pink? Oh, babe pink, dude? I'm going to be started on pigs, dude.
My wife could have started in that.
Oh, we talk about ladies? You want to talk about some pigs?
Oh, he's fucking...
Calling women pigs is just find me in the always so funny.
Find me in the Biggie playpen, dude. Get out of here.
Call me Notorious P.I.G., dog. All right.
Still going.
Well,
that's so funny I forgot to oink.
If you don't know, now you know, Piglet.
Rest in peace, Norm MacDonald, dude.
What are you looking up, buddy?
I'm just looking up the articles of impeachment thing. You know what? Fuck, who cares? She filed articles of impeachment. She's probably not going to get support for it.
Against
because that's
who?
How these fucking things work.
Joey B?
The Nazis.
No, FBI Director Christopher Wray.
Yeah, nothing's going to... That guy's...
For colluding with the DNC.
Oh, yeah, nothing's going to happen.
Interracial colluding. Not good.
He's the one that said AOC's got that big old booty, that big juicy booty, you remember?
Oh, she does, though. He's not wrong.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's a collusion in its
own. Why do you hate AOC so much? Dude, we need to get over this.
Something about her teeth. He doesn't like her
ugly,
teeth.
She's ugly, dog. She looks like this.
Oh my God.
I'm about
so
to
hard.
Come.
¿Quién crees que eres?
She's also a communist. I can't. It's a dumb face, dude.
Look, it'll work for a little bit.
If you're a fucking dumb idiot, I can't be.
You've never fucked dumb face before, have you, dude? It's pretty great.
I can't get hard for
fucking
it.
Fucking dumb face is probably one of the top five things I've ever done in my life.
You want to talk about Magic Mountain?
I'm just not hard for it.
Yeah.
You want to talk about Space Brain Mountain over here, dude?
On what?
So what I would rather do, I mean, I'd rather electrocute myself to death with a dildo than fuck AOC. Like this man did.
No, dude.
By Emily Stern in DailyMail.com, health section. Health reporter for Mail Online.
I didn't know they had other sections.
I didn't know this was a new form of the death penalty, dude. What's going on here?
A man, 30.
Uh-huh.
Young boy.
Young man.
Dies with a ping pong ball up his bum after being electrocuted while pleasuring himself.
Ooh.
So what happened? What
is it? Electric ping pong, dude?
This is a story, a warning to
this
you boys at home
our,
and you girls
yeah,
also.
Our audience, yeah.
But, you know.
Where are my ping pong balls in my...
How do you shove a ping pong ball in your butt? Aren't those like... Can't you squeeze them?
So what this fella did was he took something cylindrical and then he put a ping pong ball on top of it. And then he plastic wrapped the whole deal.
Just go buy a dildo, dude. What are you doing?
You can Uber Eats that shit. I delivered a dildo the other night on
really?
Uber Eats. Yeah.
After
good,
you
was
used
a good
it?
Senior mom.
Hey, dude. Good one. Happy Mother's Day, man.
Happy Mother's Day.
You crushed his soul with that, dude.
A man died with a ping pong ball in his bottom after being electrocuted while pleasuring himself.
What was the cylindrical? What electrocuted himself?
Yeah.
Fucking put a fork in an outlet?
I don't know. Maybe we'll find out if I read this
motherfucking article.
Okay, worth asking right. questions. Continue.
How about I electrocute you, dude, with a dildo?
You wish you could.
I fucking want to so bad, dude. Especially with that haircut.
Oh, thanks, dude.
By the way, you looking fresh, Dougie.
I'm going to stuff my ping pong balls up.
Up your ass, dude.
Damn. Which I get both of them in there, too.
Oh, yeah, I'm loose.
You're a dirty loose little whore. Goose, you're dude. Dirty.
I can spit them in there for you.
I'm nasty.
You. Do we have anyone watching left? Nope.
It's all good, dude. We're doing this for ourselves.
The single 30-year-old.
Yeah, I'm putting my balls in Pedro's asshole for myself. What are you talking about?
You think the viewer is going to get pleasure out of that, dude?
The single 30-year-old from the Czech Republic who lived at home with his parents. Shocker.
Whoa. Good one.
What? Was found dead on the floor of his bedroom by firefighters.
Firefighters found him before his parents did?
No. No, that
praise
can't
Allah,
be.
Dude.
Oh, they were. He did. Who were forced to knock down his door.
Imagine the call from the firefighters to the parents.
No, he's dead. Ping pong ball is flying out of his ass right now. You better stay out of here.
You're going to want to leave work. Come home a little early.
He got electrocuted. He got electrocuted by a dildo.
Yeah. He's still Ooh. Cooking.
He's still cooking.
They pull it out.
Dinner's still at
a little.
5.
He was wearing a one-piece women's swimsuit.
Cute.
My favorite. And had tightly wrapped his legs, trunk, and neck in straps of plastic and fabric.
Ooh.
This guy was kinky, dude.
He was super kinky. Well, he was gay, so.
¿Quién crees que eres?
What, just because you like
and
a dildo
and this is
in
what fucking Disney will do to you.
Exactly.
This
dude.
Guy had Disney it tattoos was, on this, his fucking
this
forearm.
This is the new Pinocchio.
¿Quién crees que eres?
No!
It's called Pismokio.
¿Quién crees que eres?
Pismokio.
His concern.
Toy Story gets weird.
Yeah, dude, he put the toy in Toy Story.
Big stroke meo, dude.
So
homie got lit at 30, I see.
Yeah, that's cool.
His concerned parents sought help after he failed to open his locked door despite them knocking for a long time.
Your bagel bites are ready. Bagel bites.
Jimmy. He's just your surgical, like fucking Tesla's machine in the background.
Jimmy, I've been listening to your father. We're going to make you start paying rent. You're paying rent next month. Open the door.
Jimmy, you're 30. What are you still doing here?
Our electric bill's getting way too expensive. And it's all coming right from your room, mister.
Electric stroke orchestra, dude. Let's go. What's happening with Jimmy?
What a way to die, though, dude. Full pleasure. That's Chris Angel. No, that's Chris Angel death.
You imagine how hard he came, dude, right before?
He's going full Chris Angel.
Oh, yeah.
Dying in pleasure.
Behind freak.
Come freak.
And then he's just electrocuting by the prostate for like a half hour until the firefighters can unplug it.
Jeez. Imagine what that does to your soul.
Oh, dude. Right. Shoots it straight back to God, dude.
Oh, straight into his anus.
Yeah, that's how you get you off the wheel God. Of samsara,
damn,
dude.
You meet ChatGPT when you go out that way.
You don't have to reincarnate after that, dude. You go straight back to the source.
Straight back to consciousness.
And the angel Michael shows up. He's like, you unlocked the code. Hey, good job, dude.
You are the mind freak. Mind freak. Mind freak.
You discovered the Easter egg ping pong ball in life.
And he's just carrying you around like a torch by the dildo in your ass for all of eternity.
You have unlocked Easter Island. He will live there for eternity.
Shining the honor of God forth from your fucking phallic death.
Damn. It's a good way to go out.
Phallic death. Right.
So after he got his beans bites, what happened?
Sorry, we just went all the way to heaven, Pedro.
Yeah, now we're back. We just did DMT basically on the podcast. No big deal. No biggie.
We just blasted off for a few there.
Blasting off on the podcast for you
guys. Yeah, so was he. Yeah, so no, what happened?
He was blasting off.
No notorious biggie. Police found an electrical massage device laying next to the unidentified man's body, which was still connected to mains.
They couldn't identify him? Damn.
talk about getting roasted, dude.
Police found an electric massage device laying next to the unidentified man's body, which was connected to the mains. Another object around 9 centimeters in length.
Whoa.
That's about 4 inches, dude.
Is it?
The black guy?
Was also lodged in his rectum.
That, doctors said, was a round plastic cylinder onto which a ping pong ball was affixed with plastic wrap.
Damn. Yep. He was exploring his body, which I will give him props for. He was exploring.
He explored almost the whole crevices. Thing.
Yeah, he found the moon. He was Lance Armstrong his anus.
Yeah, dude. He was drilling.
This is one great step for man and one great step for my anus.
And one electric ping pong ball for mankind. Tests showed the one-handed device, which had signs of wear.
Whoa!
Ooh, okay. Not his first rodeo. Dude.
No, they saw the lines like a height chart as a kid. They're like, "Oh, this is him at three weeks in, four."
This guy was a master yogi, dude.
And then at one point, he's like, "I need to get the fucking ball in there. I need to get the ping pong ball in there."
This sounds like a deliberate decision. He locked the door and he was like, "I'm launching to God. It's gonna take probably about 20 minutes of direct electrical prostate stimulation to get my soul."
Damn, dude. Took me 2 minutes.
Well, he had experience.
True.
It's not his first rodeo, dude. He's done this a couple of times.
He was a rodeo queen. Burns on the man's skin, inches above his penis, corresponded with the outer shape of the massage device's head. Ooh. Jesus, he was burning his dick off and electrocuted himself to
death. Was he doing a home operation trans without a Jewish doctor?
Maybe.
Was he going trans
without a Jewish doctor?
That's what happened. He was training to be a Jewish doctor.
He was doing a behind-door abortion.
Of his penis.
He was aborting his penis.
He was aborting himself through the ass.
I know I'm pregnant. I'm going to get it out.
I'm aborting my genes. I was a woman.
A
beautiful woman.
That's his voice, too?
Yeah, exactly.
Her voice?
Oh, yeah, you bigot?
Sorry.
You fucking bigot, it's ma'am.
An autopsy carried out 48 hours after his death revealed a strange...
Why did they wait so long?
Revealed a strange foreign body in his intestine.
Whoa.
Mm. Whoa, he was harboring immigrants, dude.
Holy shit.
He was a human trafficker?
Butthole. Oh my God, he was the Trojan horse of Mexicans.
Yeah, dude.
How many Mexicans do you think can fit in there?
That's crazy.
People most commonly shove objects into their rectum for sexual pleasure.
Most commonly, yeah. Most other commonly, times, yeah. It's kind of like... It's
so just more than likely, that's what he was doing.
Like, I think it's like 3 out of 8 times. See, it's for sexual pleasure.
But the Daily Mail doesn't have the spiritual connection that we do. We don't. We know about God, Christ consciousness, and the Hare Krishna, and we realize that this man was trying to launch himself all the way to the divine spirit. He was trying
Pass
to...
Pass those pearly gates, dude.
Yeah, the Gnostics believe that you have a divine spark in you, and if you ejaculate, you lose the spark.
Yes.
And so that's why you have to shove an electric rod up your ass to death so that you can connect directly back to God.
That's Ramdas.
Oh, it stimulates the spark in you.
And these...
Be here now.
Yeah, and these mundane...
In my ass.
Hacks, they don't even know about that. So they're all people most commonly shove objects into their rectum for sexual pleasure.
Why do people shove things up their butt?
Probably for sexual pleasure.
I mean, most commonly. Most commonly, I think that's what it's for. But other times, I don't know. It's just it's an investigation.
They're probably just trying to chiz.
He was a detective.
Yeah,
he was a detective trying to figure out his...
Most of the time, people are just trying to chiz. That's what most of these crimes are.
Most of them.
And he's like,
it's a crime of passion.
He wanted to close the whole case, dude.
It's a sad story, honestly.
Now they're explaining why people shove stuff in their rectum for sexual pleasure.
Let's hear it.
This is partly to do with the number
as a Nazi.
It's partly to do with the number of nerves.
This is probably have to do with the number of
the number of nerves in the anus, making it highly sensitive. And for men, can stimulate the prostate.
Damn.
That's what the G-spot is.
This is the smart house.
this is Smart House by Disney remake. A black guy looks like this.
I will not unlock the door until you shove this up in your anus.
The insertion of objects into the rectum, also known as anal play,
ooh,
for the kids.
This sounds this sounds like the writer.
What
is the age of consent?
This sounds like the writer ran out of things.
Christopher James
in the article. That's what it says in the article.
It's the joy that came out of your face when you read it. That bothered me.
He did. He was really happy. He was like a really joyful slave owner.
It's like,
I was born in the Briar Patch. Born and bred in the Briar Patch.
Hey, friends. How you doing? Yeah, the slave owner with like the retarded like son. Hey, guys.
You guys want to see my slaves?
My daddy says we have 45 slaves.
Hey, guys.
King Chris Curtis.
There had to be, dude. There had to be one.
King Chris
Curtis. Heir to the plantation.
You can hit him. You want to see me hit him?
It's going to be mine one day.
His dad's so disappointed. That's the only thing he has to pass down.
King Chris
Curtis. His son's going
to
tell
you. You want to ride one?
King Chris Curtis.
We keep them in the stalls in the back.
King Chris Curtis.
I'm autistic as shit.
That's terrible, guys.
Holy shit. Oh, my God.
A retarded heir to the plantation. Yeah, that's so funny. It's funny. A skit. It's a skit, folks.
That is a skit. It'd be a great skit. It would make people laugh.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, hey, guys. Dude. Hey, friends.
Hey, friends. You want to see my slaves?
Over here with a fucking pickaxe, and I'm over this fucking retard coming up to us again.
I'm going to kill this motherfucker. It's kind of cool.
And that retard annoyed a certain one of his friends so badly that he freed the slaves. That man was Abraham Lincoln.
Whoa. Oh, dude. Yeah, gay, too.
Thanks to, yeah.
He was a homosexual.
Or gay, huh?
He was a homosexual. Yeah,
for sure.
Homosexual slave owner.
Not Lincoln, dude.
That's got shot in the head for being a F-A-G-G-O-T.
He has an absurd, dude.
If we didn't, I mean, at what point is this just coming off the radar? I mean, how many bad things have we said, do you think? A lot, or are you doing okay?
We can recap in a little bit. Let him finish the story, talking about anal play over here.
Yeah, talk about anal play.
Anal play carries a number of risks, you guys. As well as getting stuck objects.
Ooh.
That would suck, huh?
I can't even imagine.
It's scary.
I'll take a finger.
Do you guys remember that video when we were all in high school or like middle school? The guy sits on the jar and the jar breaks.
Oh, God.
No, I think that in your mom's house live one time.
Oh.
That was like a recurring thing on Loveline. They would say, and my asshole is as big as a mason jar.
Didn't the guy die?
Reference to that. Yeah, he sliced his fucking rectum open.
Which, you bleed which out. All the nerve endings are at.
Exactly. I learned as that we today. Learned today. We learn a lot on this podcast. I
this
hope
is an
you guys
educational
appreciate
podcast.
That.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
the more education than most schools now.
True,
that's true.
Because you're teaching gay agenda.
Yeah,
they're wrong. That math doesn't add up. The science is wrong.
2 + 2 ain't dick, dude.
2 + 2 ain't suck a dick if you gay, dude. What?
As well as getting stuck objects, those objects can also potentially perforate the bowel.
Ooh, ow,
that which can
hurt.
Be deadly.
Somebody just perforated my bowel about a week and a half ago, dude. Nice. I had surgery.
Oh.
Jewish doctor, I hope.
Jewish doctor, of course, yes.
Heck yeah, dude. Pedro
Morton. Morton was his name.
I will be taking your money now.
Congratulations on your new clitoris.
Dog, I had appendicitis.
Your anus is tighter than most.
Whoops.
King Chris Curtis.
Here, drink this and go through my CAT scan. Whee!
King Chris Curtis.
Got my dick the CAT scan. What the hell,
Doc?
What the hell's going on, Doc?
Why are you smelling my penis, Doctor?
I thought you guys were supposed to be circumcised.
Why are you smelling my doctor? Why are you smelling my penis, Doctor? I'm looking for the cream cheese.
Yeah, why are you smelling my penis, Doctor? Why are you smelling my doctor penis? Go to sleep.
You're so funny, Pedro.
The last word that you night. Right before you go night night. Oh, dude.
Yeah, dude, because that stuff can be deadly as material from the digestive tract.
I thought that was just him talking, because that stuff can be deadly.
He knows. He knows.
And material from the digestive tract can spill into other parts of the body. Mm. The NHS, the National Health Services, advises that anyone...
Oh, Fauci's a leader in that one, too.
Yep, and advised... Dr. Fauci himself advises that anyone exploring anal play... If you're exploring the anal play, you do so safely. Okay.
You take the vaccine.
You take the vaccine. You maintain 6 feet away from each other. You don't see your friends or family on holidays.
And make sure you're wearing your masks.
And use an object with a flared base. You have to get a flared base to prevent it from getting lost inside.
It's better if it tapers.
Yo, Rand Paul, shut the fuck up.
Rand Paul, you're an ugly bitch.
Fuck Fauci, I'm gonna force this blunt object right up my rectum. I don't need no rest.
I'm American.
Yeah, safety's gay.
Being safe is for homosexuals. I'm exploring. This is even for sexual play.
This ain't no play, Doc. No, it was low battery, probably.
We're about wrapped anyways, huh?
Yeah, we are.
Like ho battery. Because a ho always has a low battery.
And she always puts out.
Always been a ho, dude. Oh. Always got a low battery. Always on the phone scrolling.
Hey, ho. We can go out on this.
Okay.
On anal play.
Here's an individual, I think a lawyer. Greatest personal injury case I've ever heard. Mm-hmm. Chris Goodnow. An estimated value.
He wasn't good then.
Get me out of here.
Sorry. I'm on you.
Transport me.
Has picked up a client who is suing a sex toy company.
Ooh.
No way.
Said client purchased a butt plug that was advertised as 100% silicone. Client wears butt plug to MRI appointments.
Oh, it sucks it out of his rectum, dude.
Much to the client's dismay. The butt plug, in fact, has a metallic core.
Oh, my goodness. Metallic core, dude.
It's some Enter Sandman.
Yeah, dude.
Exit Sandman.
The butt plug. Hush, little baby, don't say a word. This butt plug is going to bring up into your turd. Answer my ass!
So exit my mouth! MRI!
Off to never ever land!
Wore a butt plug, then I died! Yeah! Butt plug is accelerated at the speed of sound up into the client's chest cavity.
Oh my god, dude.
Yeah, dude, it broke the sound barrier in his butthole.
Shit.
That killed him.
No. Described in the memo as anal rail gun, the client survived with major injuries. Yeah, I bet.
So Darwin, right. People that die.
Another homosexual.
Was he?
Yeah.
Did he die from being homosexual?
He died
Darwin's law. But anyway, people that are going to die are going to die from the... Going to get an MRI with
a butt plug.
I don't care. Just die. I don't care. I can't feel bad for you. I have no sympathy.
Come on, dude.
What are you doing? Damn, dude. Let me see fucking it. Angry birded up into the rectum.
Holy shit, dude. That's a big plug. What the hell?
Yeah, let me say it again. Let me say that plug. Damn, that's hot. That's a weird, that's mechanical.
Oh my.
And you know what? He was following NHS safety protocol. That thing is flared at the base.
And of course it was a man. It's always a fucking man. What? And there's no women going, I mean, there's probably some, but it's always a man. It's always some gay man that has like some crazy thing that's shoved up his asshole. Dude. It's like, that's why,
because men are more violent than women on the whole.
Yeah, true. I want to take it to the full.
Dude, he took fucking rip my insides literal.
And his butthole, dude. Like, his butthole is as wide. It has the base of this thing now.
I mean, I just cannot understand taking a shower, going to get an MRI, forever medical fucking thing. Obviously, you have some medical problem.
Yeah.
Getting an MRI scan is not just like a checkup at a doctor.
No matter how...
You have some kind of like fundamental thing wrong with you besides being homosexual.
Fundamentals.
Looks okay every day.
Fundamentals.
But then you're like, oh shit. He leaves the house. I forgot to put my butt plug in to go to my MRI appointment. Like, that's so insane to me.
Yeah,
like,
well, dude,
just in case the doctor wants a butt fuck me.
It goes to show, no matter how unhealthy you are or how, you know, badly your health is declining, you're still horny, boy. You know?
That system works.
I understand that it works. I'm not going to the doctors with a fucking butt plug in.
No, neither am I.
I'm like, okay, I thought you were going to check my anus.
Guys, this was last week.
He's like, you're welcome.
This was last week. This was me. This is why
I didn't have appendicitis.
It came out right here.
I had a butt plug shoot into my appendix.
Direct hit.
Rip up my insides, doc. That's what I told him.
Yeah,
the doctor's like, your insides are torn up. Luckily, it's just lodged in your appendix. So we'll do a standard appendicitis.
Nothing to worry about.
Easy peasy. Come right out.
Yeah. This happens all the time.
No bruises.
With Hispanic... Fajotes.
F-A-I-G-G-O-T-S.
Are you trying to say it in Spanish?
Yeah, but I don't remember.
Nice, dude. Way to not remember.
Yeah, way not to remember, dude. Well, everybody.
God, what a wild ride, huh?
That was a fun one.
From Disney to butt toys and...
I hope you buckled up and you're this tall to ride.
What is the age of consent?
Yeah, dude. Amor
y paz.
See you next week.
You're a nasty person, I'll tell you.